Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up with what's happening in our region and beyond. Today, Keystone Mission is closing two centers for homelessness and poverty in the region. Find out why and when the overnight shelter in Wilkes-Barre will close down. And environmental groups have questions about Nippon Steel's recent purchase of U.S. Steel in Pittsburgh. It's Thursday, June 26th. Let's get you up to date. First, we're checking in on the state budget again. The state budget is due very soon. And while Pennsylvania lawmakers haggle, liberal advocacy groups are using protests to call for higher taxes on billionaires to fund public services. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, protesters say education, housing, healthcare, and public transportation could all be improved if the state had more money from the ultra-wealthy.
The protesters picked the state's richest man and one of the world's wealthiest to make their point. Over 100 people chanted and made speeches in the state capitol Monday, calling out in particular Jeffrey Yass, a prolific contributor to Republican campaigns. Paulette Whitfield from North Philadelphia volunteers with the advocacy group 1PA. She says the wealth exists to fund public services.
If you would tax these billionaires the fair share like you put on the backs of poor people, we wouldn't have no deficit, so don't tell me we don't have the money. We have the money.
House Democrats have already passed and supported many of the protesters' taxation policies, which are also included in Governor Josh Shapiro's proposed budget. But those that have made it over have so far failed in the Senate. The legislature appears poised to miss the state's June 30th budget deadline for the fourth straight year.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Now let's head to Pittsburgh, where environmental groups say Tokyo-based Nippon Steel's recent purchase of U.S. Steel should lead to cleaner operations at the company's Pittsburgh area plants. But they say they haven't heard much from the Japanese steelmaker. Reed Frazier reports for WVIA.
Kiam Ansari of Valley Clean Air Now said his group has gotten no response to the multiple requests it sent asking to meet with officials from Nippon.
Maybe it's just, they don't see it as necessary.
U.S. Steel's Pittsburgh area plants are slated to get $2.4 billion in capital investment from Nippon, according to a recent federal filing. Ansari said that should go toward cleaning up the plants, the largest source of benzene and particle air pollution in Allegheny County.
We are not against steel. We are against being poisoned. We are not against investment. We are against neglect.
A U.S. Steel spokesman said the two companies are still finalizing their partnership and will share information as the process continues.
That was Reed Frazier with that story. More up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. Now, you might have heard about this a little bit last week. Keystone Mission, an organization serving people experiencing homelessness in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, will close its innovation centers in both cities. The Wilkes-Barre Center includes an overnight shelter that's only been open for a year. I dropped by the shelter during this week's heat wave to learn more. As a heat wave bakes the city, case manager Sharon Cupp waits inside Keystone Mission's Wilkes-Barre Innovation Center with the air conditioning turned on.
Everybody's coming in just to be cool. We have a health person coming in to give them health advice. They're bringing water and donuts in for them.
The Innovation Center for Homelessness and Poverty in Wilkes-Barre is open 24 hours a day, but in a few weeks, it'll be closed for good, along with the Innovation Center in Scranton. Interim Executive Director Justin Behrens says Keystone Mission will downsize its operations to its Transformation Center near the Sherman Hills apartment complex in Wilkes-Barre.
with the economy being the way it is right now, donations have dropped drastically. We want to keep it going somehow, but at the same time, we had to make tough decisions. And so the board voted on the closure of those two buildings to keep the sustainability going in the Transformation Center.
The Scranton Innovation Center did not have an overnight shelter, and the day program had already been downsized. Keystone Mission was only providing resources like photo ID help and bedrolls from that location. Wilkes-Barre's Innovation Center houses the 365 overnight shelter, which opened last June. It has space for both men and women to sleep, and a room that can be converted for a family to stay in. It offers full showers, bathrooms, a closet of donated clothing, and laundry machines for guests to use. Since its opening last year, Keystone Mission staff have said the shelter in Wilkes-Barre is consistently full. It can house around 70 people per night. But Keystone Mission has seen a 42% decrease in financial donations over the last year, according to Barron's.
We get letters every single day that state, you know, we love what you're doing at the mission, but I can't donate anymore.
Meanwhile, he says staffing costs have increased. When Barron's assumed the role of interim director in February, he says he did not take a salary, but he had to bring on more staff to address pushback from the community. The overnight shelter was open every night, but he says people complained about shelter guests waiting outside during a four-hour window when the Innovation Center would close in the afternoons. So Barron's hired extra staff to keep the shelter open for 24 hours a day.
It actually hurt us with the most, with increasing staff-wise.
During this week's heat wave, guests filed into the Wilkes-Barre Center on Union Street looking for air conditioning, cool drinks, and shade. Hamid Shivers enjoyed the cool air and was looking forward to dinner and watching some TV. He's been a guest in Wilkes-Barre for the past year.
This place is a good place. Like, they let you come in during the day instead of being outside all the time. And they help you actually get jobs and financially get stable. But when it's shutting down, that's going to be harsh for a lot of people.
Barron's says the staff is working on finding new shelter for the people who rely on the Wilkes-Barre facility.
What we're doing right now is we're connecting ourselves with our network that we have within our own system and asking if they have any beds available or any room available. And we're going to try to get individuals placed so that they still continue to have a roof over their head and they still continue that transition process.
Shivers says he's number 11 on a waiting list for housing in Nanticoke.
I'm just waiting for that, but with this place shutting down, it's going to turn a lot of heads.
The Wilkes-Barre Innovation Center is still open, but Barron says Keystone Mission will downsize its facilities and staff over the next 4 weeks. Now, a little bit of an update. Barron's told WVIA News this week that the Wilkes-Barre Innovation Center will close to guests on July 10th, and staff will be reduced by July 19th. Meanwhile, the Scranton Innovation Center is already closed. You can find more about this at WVIA.org. Okay, I've got one last thing to leave you on a lighter note today. It's time for a Pennsylvania postcard from Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Take a second to think about how many suspension bridges you've seen or even traveled over in your life. One of the world's great pioneers in designing and building them got his education here in the Keystone State. John Roebling was born in 1806 in Germany, where he studied industrial engineering. As a young man, he immigrated to western Pennsylvania, Butler County, north of Pittsburgh. He and his brother Carl founded a farming colony they called Saxonburg. Eventually, they also lived in Harrisburg and started a wire rope factory, developing the technology that would make John's bridge design possible. John Roebling would go on to design many bridges that stand today, from Ohio to Pittsburgh to Niagara Falls, to what is arguably his most famous design, the Brooklyn Bridge, connecting New York and Brooklyn for the first time in history. At the time, the largest suspension bridge ever built. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. You can find these stories and more at WVIA.org, including the latest eventful from WVIA's Haley O'Brien. Check that out for details on 5K races in Lackawanna County, a celebration of the D&L Trail in Carbon County, and a garden tour in Luzerne County all coming up this weekend. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, you can listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We're one day closer to the weekend. So enjoy your Thursday, and I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.